Hi, I'm Ouija from the Recall Lindsay Holmes Group, and we're going door to door asking our neighbors if they'd be interested in signing our recall petition. Are you interested? Okay.
It's after 5 o'clock in the Turnigan neighborhood in West Anchorage, and Ouija Tazi is having no trouble collecting recall signatures for the campaign to recall Lindsay Holmes. Holmes, a Republican member of the Alaska House representing an area that spans South and West Anchorage, was running as a Democrat when voters cast their ballots back in November. Just before the legislature was getting ready to convene in January, she switched parties. That ticks John Miller off.
We voted for her because we favor the Democrat philosophy. She switched to Republican. She got bought off by the Republican Party. I think she's lost all her credibility.
Miller has already signed the petition. His wife, Joanne, signs tonight. Miller says what really bothers him is Holmes' dramatic departure from her Democratic campaign issues.
First of all, as soon as she became a Republican, obviously there was a deal in the works for some weeks before she switched, probably well before the election. She gets some plum assignment on a committee and starts voting the Republican line on SB 21, every pro-business, pro-oil bill. And I spoke to her before the election, and she was not in favor of any of that when she spoke to me.
Tazi, along with a small group of volunteers, has collected nearly 1,000 signatures, more than they need to submit their initial application to the Division of Elections. The grassroots effort is organized out of a spacious ranch-style home in West Anchorage.
Welcome to the home of the Recall Lindsay Holmes campaign. It's my personal residence, and we started meeting on January 31st.
Colleen Murphy's kitchen countertops are covered with stacks of paper. In a corner sits the signature gathering sheets.
Right there, sitting by the window. That's a lot of people that are concerned about what has happened to the voting process in District 19.
Murphy says Holmes is not fit for duty because she deceived the voters when she filled out her State of Alaska Declaration of Candidacy, indicating she was running as a Democrat and would serve as a Democrat.
The bottom line is it really boils down to where you go in as a declaration of candidate. It really defies logic that someone would switch parties in that period before they assumed their position.
Tazi and Murphy have big Recall Lindsay Holmes stickers on the backs of their signature collecting clipboards, which they say makes gathering signatures easy.
And people say, oh, we don't even have to say anything sometimes at the door.
Knock on the door.
We've been waiting for you.
Yep.
That we've been waiting for you.
That happens almost every time. You knock on a door, or you go to walk up and knock on the door, and the door opens and they say, "We're so glad you're here."
Yeah.
Holmes is keeping an eye on the recall effort, but she doesn't seem particularly worried about it.
It's their job to prove whether or not the rationale is sufficient, but honestly, I don't think it is. I think that in our state, you can't recall somebody unless you have particular specific legal grounds. And I don't think that changing your party affiliation qualifies.
Holmes says her decision to change parties was the culmination of a shift she'd been feeling for a few years.
I had felt myself aligning more and more on economic development and business issues with the majority, the Republican-led majority. And I had felt myself distancing myself more and more from the stances of some of my Democratic colleagues. I had just felt that on the economic development and business issues, which I thought were important, if we want to fund schools and roads and police, we need money to do it.
Holmes says she brought in millions for her district as a Republican that she could not have secured had she stayed in the minority. The Recall Lindsay Holmes campaign plans to submit the first round of signatures required for the recall application to the Division of Elections by the end of June. If their application is approved, they'll be required to collect 2,000 more signatures. If they're successful, the state would hold a special election for voters in her district to decide on the recall. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.